Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tim Ryan is a name that football fans probably know. Tim Ryan, for years, was a Fox NFL commentator.
He did a lot of Lions games.
He did.
Maybe with Ron Pitts.
I think you're right. I think we did have some Ron Pitts, Tim Ryan. I can never remember. Was Ron Pitts a play-by-play guy or a color commentator? Or was he
started
both?
As a color commentator and then became a play-by-play guy.
Anyway, Tim Ryan is now the radio color commentator for the San Francisco 49ers. And they, of course, had their big game on a Sunday with the Ravens. And Lamar Jackson is really the big story in the NFL this year. So Tim Ryan went on KNBR in San Francisco the day after the game with the Ravens. And this was on a talk show on KNBR, which is the sports station in San Francisco. Probably should have set that clip up a little bit better than I did. No, that's my fault. He was asked about what makes Lamar Jackson so good. And he talked about one of the things is his, you know, basically play action.
Right.
That you can't necessarily tell when he's still holding the football.
Well, the RPO, basically.
Yeah. So when he gives it to the running back, whether it's Mark Ingram or somebody else, or whether he keeps it himself. And then we almost should play that clip again. That's when it's not like he just said, well, his dark skin color.
No, right.
Okay. Like most controversies, this didn't really boil over until yesterday, and he has been suspended by the 49ers for one game. So he will not be on the call this week when the 49ers take on the New Orleans Saints in New Orleans. Al Sharpton will be doing the color commentary. No, I don't know who's going to be doing the color commentary.
Kid Rock.
it'll be a three-man booth. Their play-by-play guy, Greg Papa, Kid Rock, and Al Sharpton.
I'm sorry. I just don't understand. It's not the smartest thing to say in today's climate, maybe, but there's no racial intent whatsoever. There are times when you're watching football, I got to make sure in today's climate I say this correctly, where there's a fumble at the pile and you sit there even in the replay and it's difficult to see where the ball and the arm, and it's a lot easier to tell who has the ball if it's a white player because of the skin tone.
Really?
Yes.
That's never crossed my mind at all, honestly. Yeah, I've never watched a pile up and said, I can see it more clearly with a white player than a black player. You said something, though, interesting that I want to go back to. Racial intent.
Correct. Okay?
And I agree with you there. But see, that's the thing that's hard to measure.
Right.
And that's what people have a problem with. I don't necessarily know that Howard Cosell had any racist intent when he made the infamous comment, which essentially ended his broadcast career. For people who don't remember, Alvin Garrett was a wide receiver for the Washington Redskins.
Part of the Smurfs, they called them.
And Howard Cosell, who at the time was still doing Monday Night Football, referred to him as a little monkey.
Yeah.
Because he ran away from the defensive back and he said something along the lines of, and look at that little monkey go.
Right.
Howard Cosell never broadcast a game again, right? Wasn't that the end of his career?
I don't remember exactly.
I don't remember the timeline, but that was that.
Yeah, that was a huge deal.
Yeah.
Try to help you guys a little bit. First off, I was floored when I saw this last night, Jamie. I had not heard about it until you sent it in your crap.
I hadn't either,
and I was just—I cannot believe it. My reaction is way different than yours, Tony. Okay. It's absolutely. I don't know if there was technically intent, like what you just said about Cosell. I would say Jimmy the Greek. There was more intent. If you knew about
and Jimmy the Greek was drunk when he said what he said.
Well, that's no excuse. Kid Rock was drunk.
For people who don't know what Jimmy the Greek said, he was approached at a restaurant in New York where he was having dinner. Jimmy the Greek used to be a guy on the CBS pregame show, and he was an odds maker. I mean, he was not an expert by any stretch of the imagination.
Actually in Washington, D.C., one of the producers who used to do he produced the weekend news at the station I worked to. I forget exactly where it was, asked him about,
why are black players more superior to white players? And he did this whole thing about essentially how they were bred.
Yes.
And that was the last time Jimmy Greek, I think, ever appeared on television.
Yes.
So anyway, go ahead.
No. So, this is extremely ignorant to say. You have got to be held accountable for ignorant comments. I'm sorry. You do when you're a public speaker. You better know. It's like, I don't understand. I've never thought, even had an inkling to, oh, well, a black player's, the ball does, is harder to see. Have you ever had that thought?
I never have. However, and I'll say that this is the only thing I'll say in defense of Tim Ryan, okay? And it's still, what he said is still stupid as hell, is that I will be willing to bet you any amount of money that when he was calling the game on Sunday from wherever he was in the broadcast booth in Baltimore, it was a rainy day, that he probably had trouble as the color commentator seeing the football on certain plays. Now, he had 24 hours to process that information in his head.
Correct.
And then present it the right way on the KNBR show, whatever show he was on. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if when they took their headphones off during a commercial break, he turned to his play-by-play guy and said, I can't keep track of the football. And the guy said, well, you know, the ball's wet, so the ball gets darker when it's wet, and maybe you're, you know,
how about the fact that the setting was extremely dark? It really was. If you watch that game.
That's what I'm saying.
Even with the lights
that's
on.
That's what right? I'm saying.
And but so, why and are so, you singling out his skin instead of...
Because he didn't think about it between the time he probably originally thought it. And have you ever... Look, we've all had conversations. I think you and I have had conversations mm-hmm. where it's like, you say something, you're like, you might not want to say that on the air because that could come across right. the wrong way. You know, I mean, like, I remember there was one athlete. I'm like, you know, he looks like... I can't even say what I said, but I said, he reminds me of a certain person. I'm like, I can't say that on the radio because that could be perceived right. to be
Well, we make comparisons. Who's he being compared to? Michael Vick. Right? I mean, so,
I'm talking about something totally different. Okay. Totally different.
I just want to say this is, I thought one of the greatest play fakes I've seen in my life where I was completely fooled happened this year, and it was the Lions. And it was Jeff Driskel.
Yeah.
When he ran in the end zone on that touchdown.
But they were using a lighter football.
Come on, you're kidding. My point is that it doesn't matter. Your color.
That was a great fake, by the way. I know exactly the player you're talking about.
It's better than any fake I've seen Lamar Jackson do this year, and I haven't watched them play as much as I have the Lions.
Right. Well,
but my thing is it doesn't matter. The play fake and all that doesn't – your skin color doesn't matter.
I agree with you,
Gov. It comes more into play with the example I gave where it's on the field. You can't tell sometimes in a pile the ball.
What I'm saying is that I wouldn't be surprised if when he was doing the game on the radio, he had a hard time following the football because of – the darkness, of the environment there in Baltimore. It was raining. It was over. I mean, the game started at 1 o'clock, and I thought it was an 8:20 game, p.m.
Yeah.
But the way the lighting was, it seemed like it was a night game, even though it was a 1 o'clock game in Baltimore.
And they had all the black and the purple. I mean, everything aligned to make it harder to see the ball than normal.
I didn't see this whole thing blow up until last night when I was looking on the internet. It was on Yahoo Sports. I saw the story. So there was. It somehow made it through the news cycle for about 48 hours before it really bubbled over. He will not be in the 49er broadcast booth this weekend when the Niners take on the New Orleans Saints.
I saw a quote from famous sports sociologist Harry Edwards, who says he knows Tim Ryan.
Yeah, he works for the 49ers.
Yes, and he says, look, it was a dumb thing the way he said it, but he knows he is – no intent. He's not a racist or anything like that, but you just have to be smarter in what you say.
But you know, it's intent almost doesn't matter anymore. That is, when we talk about the politically correct world we live in, and a lot of people have a hard time with it, and there's parts of it that frustrate me too. Intent is borderline irrelevant. It really is. It's, did you say it or did you not say it?
Right.
What was Billy Bush's intent when he was on the bus with Trump? He had no real malicious intent, and he lost his job, and he was basically out of the media industry for 4 or 5 years, or 3 or 4 years, whatever it was. Aaron in Detroit is on 97.1 The Ticket. What's going on, Aaron?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, what I wanted to say was, you know, I'm driving to work, I'm driving in, and I'm just listening to, you know, some of the comments or whatnot, and when I say this respectively, Stoney, I understand that... How can I put this? In the climate of America that we're in right now, in this country, in this world, and I agree with Jamie with the intent aspect of it, it's almost like a no-brainer. You have to understand, especially when you guys are in the media, you have a greater platform than myself and most average Americans, right? Mm-hmm. So with the gentleman in San Francisco, what he said was he has to know his audience. And sometimes I think that from a white America standpoint, there's a almost like, well, I don't get it, why is it when you start throwing skin color and tone into sports, you're going to get that. Sports should just be about athleticism, wins and losses. you know, is it a good team or is it a bad team? When you start, especially, I hate to say it, from a Caucasian standpoint, when you're talking about sensitive situations like that, you're going to get the backlash. So the fact that he didn't lose his job, you know, and I get it. I understand he probably doesn't have a racist bone in his body, right? But sometimes we talk about from a cultural standpoint and understanding your audience, understanding, and they teach you that in communication class, know who you're speaking to. So you have a vast majority of Americans that all they heard was dark skin color and a white man saying this. So automatically, it shifts.
But Aaron, we're not trying to turn Tim Ryan into this great sports sociologist. But I do. Right. The thing that scares me a little bit is it almost like there are black men who have lighter skin than other black men who have darker skin. I mean, there's absolutely conversations to be had, and we're almost like afraid to even have them for fear. You know, our producer brought up a great example last year in the Big Ten basketball tournament. There was a ball that went out of bounds, and there was this great debate over who it went off of. And the two players, one was black and one was white. And when you looked at the replay, you could clearly see it went off of Teskey's hands. So it went off John Teskey's hand. John Teskey's white.
Right.
When you look at the replay, it's like, well, clearly it went off Teskey's hand, not off Tillman's hand. And so what's wrong with that, right?
I mean, when you're looking at it from that standpoint, and I understand, like I say, in no way, shape, or form, I think you guys do a fantastic knockout job every morning. I listen to you. I'm on my way to Flat Rock, and I listen to you every morning.
Thank you.
With that said, just from an educational standpoint, right, because we all have a little bit of ignorance in us, in this country, it's no longer the 60s or the 50s, and it's no longer about just saying, well, you know, people need to understand. It's more so saying, okay, this is where we are. Mm-hmm. You know, it's no different from after 9/11, right? This is where we are. So we can make excuses all day long and say, well, this wasn't the intent. What was the perception?
Were you offended by what Ryan said? Were you offended as a black man?
As a black man, I felt a certain way.
Yeah.
It wasn't worth to the point to where I'm going to say, hey, guess what? I want the guy to lose his job. But however, I also looked at it and said, well, you know what? What does his skin have to do with it? He could have said it was a dark, like the producer said, it was a dark environment. It was raining. You know, Lamar Jackson, athlete, you know, he could have said everything else. Once he put skin into it, and we know this is a very, you know, very sensitive topic in this country, what it was built on, the root of it. So he was almost kind of like, although he didn't know it, you're kind of panning for it. You're kind of asking for the backlash. I understand that we all want to say what we have to say. We all want to have that conversation.
So Aaron, without saying sure. it, let's say, you know, they go to replay to determine if a ball is a catch or not. And my eyes sure. will tell me that if it's a white guy, it's easier to tell because, or even if it's a black guy that has white gloves, it's easier to tell than it is if a guy has black gloves or just using their natural skin tone. I should just process that, but not mention it.
It's more so along the lines of if what we're looking at from an audience standpoint overall, right? Do you really want? It's almost, and I tell people this because I've had this conversation before. When people say some folks choose to be gay, do you really want to say that these people chose to be ridiculed? So I'm going to say that, you know, because there is a bias towards that. Now, me personally, I don't care who you're with, to be honest. However, when you're talking about from that standpoint, do you really want to look and say, I'm going to say this because from my standpoint, it's just certain things that does not need to be said, nor does it need a response as well, unless you're ready for the backlash. Now, some people like to be controversial, right? I'm going to say it because I want to say it. Donald Trump, we have a president. I'm going to say it because I want to say it. However, look at what you're getting when you say it. And that doesn't make you say, well, I'm a real person for saying it. Sometimes it's offensive. And in this country, we've gotten away with the freedom of speech, saying, well, you can be offensive as well. But sometimes being offensive is just not right. I had a professor in college.
All right, we got to run. I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off. We have a lot of people want to talk about this, so I appreciate the phone call. Marcus in East Point is next on 97.1 The Ticket. What's going on, Marcus?
Oh, man, I hate to go behind that guy, but and my point is that, malicious intent is what's important to me. And just because somebody actually states the obvious doesn't make it racist or wrong. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm sure because this gentleman had no racist intent at all, he didn't have to rethink about what he said. I think it's completely unfair that he's being punished the way he is.
Okay. My only point, if and this is maybe a biased comment for me and Stoney based on what we do for a living, if he had said it in the context of the broadcast, like on the spot, I might have actually had more sympathy for it, because I would have said, well, you know, he didn't have a chance to, because when you're on the radio or you're on TV and you're talking for 3 or 4 hours, you don't have time to necessarily process. That's why we say stupid things a lot.
Oh, yeah.
He did the game. He flew back to California, I assume. He had time to think about it. He went on the radio the next day. And, you know, again, he had time to think. Bringing up the color of a guy's skin is probably not the best idea. No. I probably shouldn't do this. So I know what you're saying. He's stating the obvious. It was a dark day. It was a gloomy, rainy day in Baltimore, snowy at times. Lamar Jackson is a black man. The football was, because it was wet, was darker than maybe it would have been if they were playing in the middle of the summer. And so it was maybe harder to see. He did say what he said he saw.
But exactly. Imagine going back to 1990 or whatever it was in the Fog Bowl. And who played in that game? Randall Cunningham. And imagine Pat Summerall saying something like that.
I can actually imagine.
Yes, exactly.
I would say this. Listening to this audio makes me really cringe and be uncomfortable. And it sounds like it's something from pre-70, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah, it does.
I don't view it quite that bad. I mean, I'm with you. I think he had a very poor choice of words, but I'm not as down on him as you are.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.